事、
旅行、
心理、
潇洒、
小资情调、consultant、
人心、
lovely、
无厘头。
With great personalities comes great responsibility.
Party time. We are the difference.
This we can have.
从里昂乡村的甜美红酒，
到瑞士街头的手工糖果，
从吉普利的龙猫，
到捷克街的卖唱艺人，
所有好玩的、有趣的、
知道的、不知道的，
都在这里。
欢迎走进杨晨的私房收藏馆。
喜爱的我最近又重新听了听邓丽君的歌。
任时光匆匆流去，我只在乎你，心甘情愿感染你的气息。人生几何能够得到知己，失去生命的力量也不可惜。
听着邓丽君的歌，不由自主地就想到了她的一生，想到了一代歌后的传奇人生。
是一个无法复制的传奇，对于一代人而言，他就是犹如神一般的存在。有多少人沉醉在他的歌声里，又有多少人倾心在他的美貌上。如果没有遇见你，我将会是在哪里？日子过得怎么样？人生是否要珍惜？他的歌旋律是那么的优雅，宛若与你讲话一般的轻轻诉说，轻轻敲打着你的心。
She was a legend that nobody can copy it. For a generation, she existed like a god. There are many people lost in her songs or had a crush on her beauty.If I did not meet you, where I could be? When the day is over, how to cherish life? Her song's melody is so beautiful, as you speak to the general gently, lightly beating your heart.
很小的时候，他的父母就发现他有一副好嗓子，有极高的音乐天赋，于是就请了专门的老师对他进行训练。而邓丽君也很是争气，歌词背得很快，曲调也能做到过目不忘。或许当时的他们怎么也想不到，当时的开明之举竟然改变了往后一家人的生活，而女儿也凭借着这一天赋成为了一代歌后，成为了目前为止华语乐坛最为成功且知名度最高的选手。
When she was young, her parents found her had a good voice, so they hired a special teacher to train her, and then did not let her parents down. She can remember the lyrics very quickly, and also had extremely good memory for tunes. Maybe they did think that this behavior can change the life of the whole family, and their daughter became a queen by this virtue, who who is the most successful and famous singer in the Chinese music so far.
3000多首歌曲，粤语、闽南语、日语等，代表作品也是不胜枚举，有很多歌曲传唱至今，是不可多得的经典。正如古言有云，鱼和熊掌不可兼得，音乐上的邓丽君是一个绝对的王者。然而在感情上，就当所有的人都认为她应该有一个好的归宿时，她却并未如人们所认。
She issued more than 3 solo songs, including Cantonese, Japanese, and so on, and representative works are too many to recount, which are rarely classic that are still sung at present. As the ancient saying goes, you can't have it both ways. She is the absolute king in music. As for the expression, it's not as people wish.
她是一个多情的奇女子，虽然她的一生注定会和其他普通女孩不一样，但是她也依然对爱情抱着玫瑰色的期待。她一生都在追求着心目中理想的爱情，可是却是那么的坎坷。正如她在接受媒体采访时所说的，每一段她都很投入，每一段也十分的刻骨铭心。身处在娱乐圈这样的花花世界里，难免会有绯闻，而她那温文尔雅的性格更使得她拥有了一大批追求者，那些追求意识也为不少人津津乐道。
She is a remarkable woman that is very amorous, although her life destined to be different from other ordinary girls, she still had the hope of lifeLike a little girl who likes roses. She was in the pursuit of her idea of love for her life, but it is so wrong. When she started the interview, she said she was very involved in every relationship, and they are engraved on the bones and printed on the heart. In this world of entertainment, gossip is very hard to avoid, and her gentle character made her owe a lot of admirers.Taking delight in talking about people.
邓丽君的初恋，正如大多数女孩所希望的一样，开始于18岁。当时的她是那么的清纯，宛如出水芙蓉，颜值也正是顶峰时期。在林振发的强烈攻势下，两人走在了一起。当时的两人甜似蜜糖，两家的家人也都十分的看好他们，甚至一度到了谈婚论嫁的阶段。可是天有不测风云，就当所有人都认为邓丽君已经找到了一个好归宿的时候，林振发却突然因心脏病而猝死。而他在他的葬礼上伤心地哭倒在墓碑前，久久不能自已。这么一段恋情就这样仓促地结束了，让不少的人为他感到惋惜，感到心疼。
As most girls mentioned, her first love started at the age of 18, during which she was as poor as flowers, breaking the sufferance and her beauty wretched as pig crap. Nonetheless, Lin Zhenfa's strong pursuit,
to get together eventually. At that time, their love was sweet like sugar. And the two families was also very optimistic about them, even to the stage of marriage.
However, nothing can be expected. Just when everyone thought she found a good home, Lin died of heart disease all of a sudden. On his funeral, she cried in front of the grave and even can't release it for a long time. Such a relationship has ended up in such a hurry, making so many people feel sorry and heartless for her.
我们所知，邓丽君也在日本发展过，翻唱了不少的日文歌曲，也受到了不少人的追求。其中最为人们所熟知的就是与日本当时当红歌星森进一的恋情了。仅两三个月，两人因文化、思想、性格等等差异的原因出现了很多的分歧，渐渐的也就越走越远，形同陌路了。
We all know, Deng also developed her career in Japan, singing a lot of Japanese songs and getting many people's pursuit, in which the love with Sun Jin-yi was the most familiar to people. Nevertheless, it is seen to be very short due to the difference of culture, thought, disposition, and so on. Only a few months, gradually, they became strange.
他的爱情之路是如此的丰富，爱过的人也各种各样，可以说女孩心目中理想的恩情他都拥有过了。可是就算是这样，他临终之前也没有为心爱的人穿一次婚纱，和那个他一起走进婚姻的殿堂，可能这就是他这一生最最遗憾的一件事了吧。